This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio, and it's final. The bleeding has finally stopped, but the scar will be there forever. The Georgia Bulldogs are your 2022 national champions. They beat the TCU Horned Frogs, the final score. Prepare yourselves. 65-7. I'm going to say that again. The Georgia Bulldogs just won the national championship in college football. 65-7. It's the largest margin of victory in a bowl game in college football history. We're going to talk about this game tonight. There's a whole lot of other stuff going on. We got some coaches who've gotten fired. Cliff Kingsbury is gone. And it's just, there's a lot going on. But we got time to get into that. Kirby Smart went back-to-back. And how about this? The only thing that Georgia screwed up tonight was the Gatorade shower, or Gatorade bath. They got half of his body and they fumbled the stupid container or jug or cooler or whatever the hell you call it. They screwed it up. Outside of that, they destroyed them. 65-7, the final score. Georgia led TCU at halftime 38-7. This was just an annihilation all throughout the entire game. This was sad to watch. I feel bad for TCU. They had to participate in this. They got their ass whooped. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours. Thank you to everybody who tuned in and locked in to hour number one of the show. We get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific every single weeknight. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to everybody listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. And everybody listening on a smart speaker. I'm being joined here by super producer and host Dave Shepard and all of you guys listening across North America. You probably watched, maybe you listened to the national championship tonight. And congratulations to the Bulldogs. They're my local squad right down the road from here, from me here in Atlanta, down in Athens. Just a quick skip down the road. And I know plenty of people who are happy. I'm happy that they won. But it's, I don't want to call it bittersweet, not by any stretch of the imagination. But what we saw tonight is like, it's like the worst thing about college football. I'll sit down and watch anything if it's competitive. You know, how many games do you watch at the beginning of a season where we got a team that just shows up to collect a check because they're going to get smashed? It's like, here, take $2-3 million just to go out there and lose. In the case of TCU tonight, they were a Big 12 school selected to go. They beat who they beat. You can't knock them last week for knocking off Michigan. And now they're here in the championship. They run into the Bulldogs, and they got nothing. Zero. They ran everything that they had out of them last week, and they get smashed tonight in historic fashion. And we're going to expand the college football playoff to 12 teams in about 2 years. We got all these teams moving around, and and swapping conferences and leaving for bigger money. And I don't care what the expansion does. Is it supposed to filter out the TCUs? Is it going to make the road tougher on the way to the championship? Or are we going to have more upsets? Tonight was just a full-on disaster. I want you to listen to the score at halftime. That set us up and put us in a space of 38-7 because Stetson Bennett completely lost his mind. Before we do that, listen to these numbers for Stetson Bennett as the Bulldogs have gone back-to-back. Tonight, he completed 70% of his passes. He threw for 300-plus yards. Stetson Bennett threw 4-plus touchdowns. He rushed for multiple TDs. He averaged 10-plus yards per rush. He did not get sacked. Nobody, no quarterback in the last 25 years has had a game like Stetson Bennett did tonight. 18 of 25, 304 yards, 4 touchdowns, 2 touchdowns on the ground, his longest being the first score, a 21-yard rush. Listen to this bomb in the second quarter that made the score 38-7. This is courtesy of the Bulldogs Radio Network.
From the 22, second and 10 for the Dogs. 32 seconds to go. Bennett to throw. Right angle. One-on-one coverage. And caught, I think. Yeah, touchdown, Mitchell. He's still fighting the guy. TCU ended up with the ball when they came out of the pile, but the officials say touchdown.
It's sad. 38-7. Well, let's fast forward still with the Bulldogs Radio Network. Let's go to where they made the score 45-7. This was Stetson Bennett throwing to a guy who's going to go to the NFL. His name is Brock Bowers. Listen to this.
Bennett takes the snap in the shotgun, throws for the corner. Brock Bowers one-on-one. Caught! Touchdown! He ate him alive! Falls down into the end zone. 6 more for Georgia.
Yeah, we got another one. This one is in the third quarter. This is Stetson Bennett to McConkey, who has busted up knees, and this time they made the score 52-7.
Bennett to throw, lobs it to the right corner. There's McConkey. He got on his donkey and made a sliding catch in the right corner. Touchdown!
He did what? He got on a donkey? Okay, all right.
Bennett to throw, lobs it to the right corner. There's McConkey. He got on his donkey.
Hey, whatever works, right? They rode that donkey. They whooped that ass all night. Terrible. 65-7. I had people messaging me saying, well, let me read this message here. Somebody texted me earlier. What did he say to me? College football needs to be more competitive. Yeah, thank you, Mike. Absolutely. You're not lying. Stetson Bennett in college football playoff games. 6 total touchdowns, 0 interceptions for a dude who's just a walk-on. No, hey, Shep, there's more, like, audio abuse that we can play? There's more of that?
Yes.
Branson Robinson, 1-yard touchdown run. He made the score 59-7. This is in the fourth quarter.
George is going to get back on the line and go quickly. Hand it off to Robinson straight ahead from inside the one. Did he break the plane? The officials are running in. Yeah, there's the signal. Arms go up in the air. Touchdown, Branson Robinson.
Hey, every time I say the score, the final score of the game, as if I'm getting ready to make a mistake. It doesn't seem natural to say this. 65-7 was the final score. Wow. If you're playing for TCU today, tonight, you feel like crap, right? It's like we went through all of this, and we had a hell of a game last week in beating Michigan. Nobody thought that we would do that, and we go to the national championship, and we only score 7? Oh, well, there's more abuse. This is the final score of the game. Another Branson Robinson touchdown run. Take a listen to this. This is the last score, right, Shep? The last one?
I hope so.
Yeah, let's hear it.
The Robinson, who scored a few moments ago, shakes and bakes at the 20, at the 15, at the 10, to the 5. Pylon touchdown, left corner.
Boy, a massive hole opened up just off tackle. And once again, Dogs able to get outside of contain. We've been doing it all afternoon.
Yeah, that was the final score of the game. 65-7. Yeah, let's go through some of these numbers. TCU on third down converted 2 out of 11 third downs. TCU had 9 first downs to Georgia's 32. Georgia had 589 total yards to TCU's 188, and that feels generous. TCU, team stats, they rushed for 36 yards to Georgia's 254. They fumbled the ball once, which was early in the game. They threw 2 interceptions. And looking at the numbers, I feel like a parent. I feel like a parent from TCU. Like, what do you tell your kid after this? Even looking at these stats is nuts. 9 total touchdowns for Georgia tonight. 9. And that field goal from earlier. Where do you do this? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Matthew's calling from Connecticut. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Matthew?
Hey, JR. How are you? I just have to ask this question. I don't know. I've never been a college football fan, and I'm still not. And if you'd asked me this morning who was playing tonight, I wouldn't even have been able to answer the question. But I follow the NFL every weekend. My question would be, with 12 teams, wouldn't you weed out a team like tonight? Wouldn't that be the ultimate answer? Isn't it better to expand it? Because even a blind squirrel finds an acorn, right?
But I thought it was tonight, a nut, but yeah, sure.
Well, a nut, an acorn's a nut, right?
Yeah,
we got it.
It is, yeah.
But isn't that the point? Like, if we expanded it, we would weed out teams like this. So I'm a huge Patriots fan. I was a Patriots fan before they were good. If they had made the playoffs this year, they would have gone nowhere. Wouldn't this be the exact cure for everything? Could it make me a college fan because there would be a process that led to the best teams playing?
Well, that's certainly the hope. I mean, up until now, we haven't had a perfect system. Whether a stupid computer is picking who deserves to be playing there at the end via rankings, or whether we have a committee who sits down week to week and tries to evaluate things. The problem on a 12-team model is, it very well could be the opposite. We might have more games that we witness tonight throughout the course of a college football playoff system. And so where it might be a positive where you go, well, we're opening it up to more people, we're weeding them through. Well, if every game, well, not everyone, but if you're going to have more potential games, maybe not 65-7, but if they're not competitive, I mean, when we start boiling it down, when you think about the 12, yeah, every now and then you're going to have some upsets. That's going to happen. But there's a fear that all those games won't be competitive. The fact is, there's not a perfect system. There's not an overall system that works the best. I don't think we will see one. I think it's going to take years. I believe that they want to start the expansion somewhere between 2024 and 2026. That doesn't necessarily give us an exact time frame or timeline. But this is so here's the other thing I think we have to remember. It is college. Like, it's not the pros. And we see ass whoopings in the pros. I ain't never seen no 65-7 game, though. And so I don't think there's ever going to be a foolproof way. You know, college football is – it's in college athletics, especially if you want to look at basketball and football, it is the biggest and best example of you have the haves and the have-nots. And until we get more of the best teams playing in one conference, until we get the SEC versus everybody else, Big Ten or whatever the case might be, until we get the real super conferences, I don't see this changing that much. It's sad. And tonight is just a massive example. 855-212-4CBS. Robert is here from Arizona. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, nights like tonight just reminds me why I could never, like, fully get into college football the way I am into the NFL. And like you were saying, I don't know how they can fix this or make it better. It's just the SEC is just levels and levels ahead of everybody else. And I wish I could like college football more, but nights like tonight were embarrassing, I think.
Well, do you have a particular school that you root for, or he's gone? He hates college football that much. I was going to ask him. I know he's from Arizona, but I would have loved to know where in Arizona. Did he go to school in Arizona? I mean, are there any existing rivalries? It's tough. Tonight doesn't help. We're going to have a lot of conversations over the next several days about what is going on. And maybe this pushes the button for a college football playoff sooner than anyone would have ever thought. Because the last thing that anybody wants to do from a business perspective is put on another game next year. This is going to hurt other quote-unquote smaller schools, the Cincinnati's, the TCU's. This is going to hurt other schools who are not at the top of the food chain. People are going to look at the rankings next year, and it may not be TCU, it might not be Cincinnati, but that next school isn't necessarily going to get the benefit of the doubt. They're going to be looked upon and said, do we really want to put them into the top four? Do we really want to put them in a college football playoff? They might end up like TCU, and nobody wants that. This is bad. 65-7. Stetson Bennett named your offensive MVP. The Georgia Bulldogs have gone back-to-back winning national championships, and I can't even say they did it with a bang. They abused them. 65-7. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side. We got a lot of NFL to get into as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm at work doing security, man, and I listen to your show every night.
Hey, man, I am new to your show, but I absolutely love it. It's awesome.
This is the best sports talk radio show on the air for sure, bar none.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, Kirby Smart got a $1 million bonus for winning the national championship tonight. We know he got a raise last year after winning the first of these now back-to-back championships. He got a bump up to $11.25 million, 11 and a quarter. And now because he's won the championship, he got another $1 million. So good for him. As the Georgia Bulldogs beat TCU, the final score, 65-7. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Stetson Bennett throwing 304 yards for four touchdowns. Georgia rushing for another five TDs. It was just obnoxious. TCU nowhere near having the amount of talent, the same type of talent that Georgia does is Georgia finishes their season with another championship, and they go 15-0. This is the biggest beatdown in bowl game history for any bowl game. Let's go ahead and pick up the line right now. Bill is here from Fort Lauderdale. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey there, man. Thanks for taking the call. Just wanted to say the whole sentiment about, like, we got to fix this. Did we forget about the games before this, the two games? I don't understand what there is to fix. If you're going to say TCU did not belong there, okay, then you need to tell me Michigan did not belong there, because, like, in the semifinals, did they not beat the team that you're telling me belongs there? Or to change my opinion and tell me Michigan didn't belong there. The reason why, as I'm telling you that, at the same time, I'm going to tell you TCU lost their last game. That was the out. That was the chance for the committee to recognize, no, this team lost its last game. There's no way can we put that team in there. So as much as I disagree with something needs to get fixed, that was one heck of a game they played against Michigan. You saw the Ohio State Georgia game, and, like, I just walked out of Twin Peaks off of Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Twin Peaks, if you know what I mean, beautiful place, and I was sitting there battling for like a half hour with the guy next to me at the end after the game, because the game was already over, about this exact subject, and he wanted eight, and the main reason he wanted eight, because it guaranteed the four best teams would be in there. And I said, okay, does that guarantee the four best teams are going to win the first round? No, it doesn't. So you're going to knock out chance. There's a possibility of knocking out one of the four best teams by one of these Cinderella-esque teams. I don't want to see 1 versus 8. Forgive me. I don't like to watch the basketball tournament with all of those teams. When a Cinderella team knocks out, every year I see it, take out a team who could possibly win it all.
Well,
you know, what is this, a charity event?
Well, it's not charity, it's business. And when you have more games of interest where people feel that they could tune in and they might see that Cinderella basket ride or through the horse or whatever the hell she did with her shoe and a golden slipper, you know, people will tune in. And so
yeah, it's the money.
Don't do it
for money reasons.
Yeah.
Do it for logical reasons, not for money reasons.
Who does anything for – Bill, where do you – you?
That's how I live, buddy. That's how I live. But that's okay. I'm the exception to any – I'm the knucklehead.
Yeah, well, if you were –
you know?
I hear
integrity
that.
Integrity is key in my life. That's
sure.
all.
Sure. Well, so. Well, welcome to the real world where integrity, I think we all know, is not
I'm
key.
I'm with you, but just tell me Michigan didn't belong there. Otherwise, you can't tell me TCU didn't belong there.
I don't think – yeah, no, what you're saying is valid. I think where it boils down to is how the teams are selected and who gets to go. No one can take away from what TCU did against Michigan. Nobody can do that. But what you can make an argument for is the overall system. And it doesn't matter whether we got to go back to the BCS. I'm not advocating for that. It doesn't matter if you hit the fast forward button and you expand into the playoffs and now you have more 1 versus 8 and we see more beatdowns. There is not a perfect system. And thank
That's
you, Bill,
exactly
for calling
That's exactly my
up.
Point. If
no.
you add 8
Well, hold
teams,
on, Bill. Damn, Bill, you've
okay,
been here for
sorry.
3.5
I'm interrupting
minutes.
You. I'm sorry. I'm all excited. I'm sorry. My bad.
No, it's you also at Twin Peaks. I'm sure you're excited. Thank you, Bill, for calling from Fort Lauderdale. Bill is like, hey, I'm a man from integrity. I just left Twin Peaks arguing with a guy. Okay, fine. It's good. But he won't take money, but he'll hang out at Twin Peaks. Nothing wrong with that. Anyway, look, there is no perfect system. We know that. And I don't think the college football, I don't think they care. I don't think the television partners care. They don't care as long as people watch. That's what it boils down to first. Unless every single college football game, or let me say playoff game or championship game, is going to be a blowout or is going to be a beating, why are they going to change anything? People are still watching. People are still tuning in. People still care. I mean, for all the touchdowns of which there were 9 of them that were scored against TCU tonight, man, I got to give credit to some of their fans. They were still there. They didn't leave. I'm sure we had some TCU folks who turned the television off, turned the radio off, like a lot of folks. We got to remember, we can think about the ideas and come up with the scenarios and how the playoffs should work and who should be in it and who shouldn't be in it and who selects it. It still has monetary value attached to it. People are going to debate this. We're debating it right now. They're still going to make money hand over fist. I just told you Kirby Smart got a $1 million bonus for winning the championship tonight. A $1 million bonus. Stetson Bennett, who knows what he's doing next year? Maybe he's holding a clipboard, or maybe he's, you know, signing autographs somewhere. He's going to get money. He's going to get paid. Everybody involved in this makes money, whether it's a beatdown or it's a close game and people talk about it. It's not changing. I'm okay with an expansion. I don't know about 12. I'm not going to bellyache about it. I kind of shrug my shoulders. It's like an NFL season. Do we need 17 games? Why does the NFL have 17 games? To make more money. 65-7. If you don't like college football, then yeah, you're going to bellyache and whine. And if you love it, you might go, oh yeah, it's just one game. I'd be damned if I turned on a Super Bowl game and saw a 65-7 score. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on this national championship game we saw tonight? How do you fix the competitive balance? I don't think there is an answer. There's no perfect answer. There's no perfect scenario. What would we have seen? I don't know. Ohio State beaten, busted up Tennessee at the end of the year. We would have saw Washington get smashed instead. I mean, would we have seen an upset? Probably somewhere along the line. And ain't none perfect, folks. It's all about the dough. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What is happening, JR? Been listening to you for a good little while now. Called it a couple times, man. The most sensational voice on the radio is you, JR Sport Brief. No doubt about it, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
You know, with all this talk about the national championship game tonight, Georgia winning, going back-to-back, dismantling TCU 65-7. I'm going to get back to your calls in a second. Someone who might kind of find his way back to college, in the college ranks, is Cliff Kingsbury, because he no longer has a job in the NFL. He got the boot today by the Arizona Cardinals. And I have been saying this for a year. I remember having the conversation a year ago, just people telling me, you know, about Cliff Kingsbury and, oh, look at the records and, you know, year to year, they've improved since he's gotten there. And I'm just like, no, it's not consistent. It's not sustainable. And even everything that he's done to, I can't even say turn the Cardinals around, or what he did despite the injuries, whether it's Hopkins for a bunch of games, or he's suspended, or it's Kyler Murray being hurt. From like a fundamental standpoint, like the Cards were never prepared. They weren't ready. They were always committing ridiculous penalties. He was always coaching one half, and the team would fall asleep at the other. Same thing for the season. I was shocked as hell last offseason when Cliff Kingsbury got a contract extension. They gave him an extension before they even gave one to Kyler Murray. And we heard all of the disastrous things that came out with Kyler Murray's contract. Oh, well, he has to study this amount of time. And then they had to retract it. It caught and received so much negative attention. And so Cliff Kingsbury is no longer the head coach of the Cards. The Bidwell family got him the hell up on out of there. It shows you how bad they are. I still can't believe they gave him an extension last season. I'm saying, based on what? And so the Bidwells, they spoke today after Cliff Kingsbury was given his pink slip, and they talked about how hard he worked, even though they fired him. Listen to this.
I don't know if there's a disconnect. There was just performance on the field. I think he put in maximum effort. He was in here, as I said earlier. Throughout my lifetime, I've never seen a coach put in more time. And there were just a lot of bad breaks this year, and I think we got to the point to where it was just time for a change.
Yo, why'd you pay the man? Why'd you give him an extension? This year? I guess last year was just DeAndre's fault, I guess. I don't know. They also made it clear that they're going to, and they have already been, in communication with Kyler Murray about who the next head coach is going to be. It's wild. Cliff Kingsbury. They lost, well, I guess his final game of his career, NFL career for now, lost to the Niners. He spoke after the game, and he talked about how disappointing of a season this has been.
Disappointing for the players, and then obviously, you know, motivation to be a lot better moving forward. I think as a competitor, that's the first thing that you think of. You know, even watching that team, how talented they are, winning 10 in a row, just, you know, what it takes to get there and how you can try and be there one day.
Yeah, well, we won't hear from Cliff Kingsbury for a while until I guess he's coaching at some, you know, new college program. I assume that's where he will go back. Also, Lovie Smith got the boot as well. What a shock, right? What a surprise. The Texans have another losing season as they're trying to finally get in a new quarterback. Yeah, this is what Lovie Smith, might as well hear him too. No surprises. It's what he had to say before he got fired yesterday.
First off, there are reports. I don't know what the reports are. Yeah, I meet with Cal every Monday. I met with him this past Monday. So as far as we talk about what's happening, the last game, we understand the totality of the season on what's going on. Do I expect to be back? Yeah, I expect to be back. You know, absolutely.
Oh, man. Come on. You can't be real when you still. Shep, does he believe that? He doesn't believe it. He didn't believe that when he said it, did he?
Well, Jared, the question I would have for you is, I'm sorry I'm not answering your question. I believe he, in his heart, he was coming back. Is winning that last game and costing them the number one overall pick, was that a slap in the face to ownership, the McNairs, and they said, you know what, you want to do what you want? I don't think so. You're gone.
I was going to mention that. Look, those guys out there on the field are trying to win, and they beat the Colts, and let's see how long Jeff Saturday holds on to his interim title. I assume he will also get the boot in the most respectful way possible. But when the Texans went out there and beat the Colts on Sunday, they did cost themselves the number one overall pick. It has now gone to the Chicago Bears. We do know the draft order. The Bears will select number one, the Texans two. The Cardinals, who we just mentioned, they will select third. The Colts, Seahawks, the Seahawks will pick fifth. You can understand why. They got the draft pick from Denver for Russell Wilson, so they have their pick, and we know that they were garbage this year at 5-12. And so that's the top five there. The Texans can take solace in the fact that Chicago ain't going to take a QB. And I guess that might be the only silver lining there. They're going to be set with Fields. I'm sure that, if anything, they will try to protect him or maybe start to put a defensive piece in there, since that well ran dry while they were waiting on the offense to get things together. I assume we'll have some – maybe we'll have another coach. It looks like Allen will keep his job with the Saints. We know Wilkes is he's sitting in a vacant seat as well. He ain't keeping that job. Time will tell how these things get filled out. And then we have Harbaugh, who just a few days ago told everybody again that, yeah, he's probably going to stick to college. This is where his commitment is. But there's so many rumors about where he ends up. Sean Payton's name is in the mix. He had an entire segment on Fox pregame yesterday talking about how, yeah, he might go back to coaching or he might not or he might stay on TV. Prepare yourselves. It's going to be an interesting ride when you think about coaches. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's talk to JB calling from here in Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, JB?
Hey, JR. Hey, team. How's everybody doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So I understand that you've moved on to a new subject now, but I just wanted to circle back to the national championship topic about like TCU having any business being here tonight. And I absolutely believe so. They made it here off the strength of their own cleats, no pun intended. And, you know, although they got massacred, it is what it is. It's a part of the game, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, ass whoopings are a part of the game. I don't think anybody's, and no, let me not say that, because you do have people who will take the approach of, oh, man, here you have, you know, TCU did not belong there. They won. They beat uh-huh. Michigan. They're here in a position that they're in right now.
Right.
But I think it's more so about the process of how you set teams up to even get into a championship. Is it a Final Four selected by a committee? Is it a computer sitting around crunching numbers and strength of schedule? Is it having a 12-team tournament a la, you know, obviously it can't be as big as March Madness.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll expand. And the fact is, in 4 years or 5 years or whatever the case might be, whenever we get to the expansion, we're going to have blowouts in the college football playoff expanded. We may not have to wait until the championship game, and people will say, oh, it's a waste of time to have 12 teams there. Well, people are watching and the money's coming in, so that's
right.
Just how it is.
Right, exactly. And like I said, I don't think it's that complicated, so I guess we'll just have to wait and see. But boy, was it a blow out.
Well,
man.
People will always find something to complain about, and tonight will be that until next year. And yeah, I don't think we'll see any kind of fringe teams in it next year. We'll see what happens. I appreciate you, JB.
No problem. Have a good show.
Thank you so much. Shout outs to JB calling up from Atlanta. We have here Richard calling from Rockville, Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Commenting on games like tonight are nights where you really have to work hard for your money, I guess. It was kind of a hard game to even watch, let alone listen to.
It's not so much about the – it's not like digging deep into the stats of the game, but there's a conversation. Nobody wants to see garbage, and we saw an ass-whooping tonight.
Well, here's what I was calling about, and I won't take long. The previous week where we got to see those semifinal games – where Ohio State took them down to the last couple minutes. And by the way, I don't usually root for Ohio State, but I do tend to root for the underdog prove the experts wrong. But, boy, that was a thrilling game when they played Georgia, I thought. And then the previous game before that where TCU beat Michigan, that was a thrilling game. So I thought we got our money's worth with those. And one of my old alma maters, Pitt, played a good game against UCLA. So I thought some of the college games that I watched were actually pretty fun to watch. I know the Tulane game was good. So, you know, every now and then it's entertainment, and it was entertaining. Tonight it was just unfortunate. I don't think by having 12 teams it's going to be any better. I do remember that Earl Weaver, baseball coach for the Orioles, once said, nobody's as good as they look when they're winning or as bad as they look when they're losing. I think sometimes you have to sort of take that consolation in mind. That I watched yesterday the Dallas Cowboys lose to the Washington Commanders playing, Sam Howell as quarterback for the Commanders. And it was just pathetic to watch what the Cowboys put on the field yesterday. But that doesn't mean that they're a lousy team. But what it teaches me is I don't bet.
Yeah,
I just don't.
I hear you.
Anyway, I enjoy listening to you, and I just wanted to remind you that we did have a good weekend last weekend in college football.
Sure, absolutely, Richard, and thank you for calling from Rockville. You are 100% correct. That doesn't take away from you want to see the best. And it's sports, right? Like, there's no guarantee that let me not say that could have been any team. Were we expecting ever to see Alabama to lose like that? I wouldn't expect Georgia to lose like that. And so I'd be lying through my teeth if I told you that, I expect a blowout. Anybody could get blown out. Anybody, anytime, any game, any place. It happens. But you want to see something more competitive. You want to tell me you didn't want to see more of a competitive game? 65-7. Yeah, the games last week were great. We get it. They were. They were awesome. But today's game, you don't think we would have got a better result? It's a cliche. We hear it in movies. You see it all the time. If people call me and say it at times. If you play, everybody has a chance. And everybody has an opportunity. And that's why they play the games. And we hear it all. And any given Sunday, anytime somebody steps out there onto the field, they have an opportunity to win. Sure. TCU had an amazing season. Outside of that, separate from that, could there be a better system to ensure that the two teams that are in the national championship game are the two best? Is Georgia that much greater than TCU? Are they 65-7? No. If they ran this game back again next week, would the score be the same? I don't think so, but Georgia probably still beat them. And if we did it a third game, maybe TCU would get by them. I just want to see the best versus the best. Want to talk more about this, I get to more of your calls. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.